It's 2 weeks now after Election Day, and the country's seventh largest city still does not know who its mayor will be. The write-in candidate, Donna Fry, is leading a field of three who are vying to be the next mayor of San Diego. Close behind her is the current mayor, and in third, a sitting county supervisor. Yesterday, a court judge refused to halt the vote count. While legal challenges are mounting, the city continues to grapple with a devastating financial crisis and federal investigations into possible corruption. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from San Diego.
It's late afternoon, and Donna Fry is helping her mother prepare for Sunday dinner. Fry shares this modest San Diego home with her 77-year-old mom and her husband, surfing legend Skip Fry.
How's the roast coming, Mom?
Oh, it's halfway. Well, not quite halfway.
Fry says it's been hard to maintain their Sunday family dinners. She's been running nonstop since launching her write-in candidacy just 6 weeks before the election. Now she holds a thin lead in front of two establishment candidates, current Mayor Dick Murphy and County Supervisor Ron Roberts. Fry's a Democrat. Both men are Republicans. The 52-year-old former surf shop owner says she got into the race because she didn't like all the nastiness dominating San Diego politics. And she wanted to spread some goodwill like any good surfer should.
It's like sharing a wave. You see someone in the wave, you don't take off in front of them, you don't cut them off. You pull out. You kick back a little bit and you let them have their ride.
Fry started her ride in city politics as an environmentalist crusading against ocean pollution afflicting fellow surfers. She was elected to the council 3 years ago, and since then she says she's been annoyed at how the city conducts its business in backroom deals and in closed sessions.
And it doesn't seem to be in the public's best interest, and that bothers me. And it really bothers me, too, about all the secrecy.
Fry started boycotting all closed city council meetings and pushed for new open government laws. She hasn't been afraid to go against major business players in the city, including SeaWorld, the Chargers, and downtown business developers. And she was the only council member to vote against underfunding the city's pension, a plan that has led to San Diego's current financial straits and a downgrading of its credit rating. UC San Diego political scientist Steve Erie says Fry tapped into voters' anger over the current crisis, but she also had good timing, leaping into politics just as the latest city in California shifted to the left.
San Francisco flipped in the 60s, L.A. switched in the 70s, and I think San Diego, the city, not the county, but the city is going that way, and I think Donna Fry is riding that kind of structural shift, right, in terms of who will be the dominant players in city politics.
But the current dominant players aren't ready to give up. Two lawsuits have already been filed to stop the count and invalidate the election. Yesterday, though, one of the cases was thrown out. Prominent lawyer John Howard and a supporter of Supervisor Ron Roberts had challenged the election, claiming that the city charter prohibits write-in candidates. A Superior Court judge rebuffed the claim. Fry says Howard's suit is just sour grapes. But outside the courtroom yesterday, Howard said his motivations were altruistic.
Well, what's at stake for me is absolutely nothing. What's at stake for the city is whether or not it has a charter that means something.
Howard says he will appeal. Talk is that the League of Women Voters and the county's Republican Party are also contemplating legal challenges. All the maneuvering has many San Diegans upset, even those like resident Tom Johnson, who didn't support Fry and voted for the current mayor, Dick Murphy. With his family in tow at a local mall, Johnson says Fry won fair and square.
Yeah, I think the person who got the most votes should win. I don't care if it's a write-in or not. You know, if she got the most votes, she deserves a win.
But no matter the outcome, Donna Fry says she feels like a winner.
I still say we won. I mean, I know deep down that no matter what happens, this town will never be the same. I know that. And I know that we have done something that historically had been considered to be impossible. And if someone else has to deal with the mess, well, so be it.
The Registrar of Voters says there are about 50,000 ballots left, and it'll probably take officials until at least the end of the week to count them all. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Diego.